An Idaho House committee has signed off on a bill that loosens minimum mandatory sentences for some drug trafficking offenses. James Dawson has more.
There was emotional testimony on both sides that spanned several hours over 2 days. The bill would give judges leeway to ignore the minimum sentence if an offender doesn't pose a danger to the community. Law enforcement groups testified in force. They said removing mandatory minimums would open the floodgates to drug cartels overrunning Idaho. Kip Paparello with the Fraternal Order of Police says judges don't have enough information to give them such sentencing discretion.
They don't know what's going on the street. They don't see it. So their perception is different because they think drugs are what they think they are. One judge in one part of the state might have a different view of marijuana or heroin or meth than someone else.
But Idaho Falls Republican Representative Gary Marshall countered that the minimums would still be in place.
There is nothing in this law that we're considering that changes a felony to a misdemeanor. There is nothing in this law that changes any minimum sentence.
The same bill overwhelmingly passed the House floor last year, but it never got a hearing in a Senate committee. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.